Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 428 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about what's been going on over the weekend. We're going to talk about Sanford Stepsing and what she has loved reading and watching this past week. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is with our friend Erin Moon, and it's all about her new book called I've Got Questions, The Spiritual Practice of Having It Out with God. It's an absolutely beautiful book, and we loved our conversation with her. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And there are still a few tickets left for our Fayetteville live show that's on April 3rd. Come on to Fayetteville and enjoy the gorgeous spring weather we hope there with us. I'll put a link for that in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 428. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Recording a little later than usual today.
We are. We're a little bit later today, but it really kind of worked out because, first of all, let me just be the first to say that I didn't get out of bed till 10 o'clock today.
Well done.
Well, I don't know. I was tired. We got up early for church Sunday morning, and then I hadn't slept well the night before. And then this is a whole other sidebar, but my back has kind of been bothering me.
Listen.
I don't know. I think what had happened was mm-hmm. is that we got the new rug in for the dining room. Okay. And so Perry and I moved the table, and our new table is extremely heavy. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe I overestimated my abilities to move said table. And I think that hurt my back. But anyway, last night about 8 o'clock, Perry said, "Well, you know, I've got those muscle relaxers. You could go take one of those." And you know me, I was like, if one is good, two is probably better.
Sure.
And so I'm going to say I took that with my normal melatonin and everything else.
Nighty night.
I was out cold. And didn't really feel a thing until about 10 in the morning. So anyway, I got up at 10 and then I just had, well, you know, because we're 2 weeks out from book stuff. So I feel like every day I have these emails that I have to answer. Mm-hmm. Things that I have to do.
And yeah, it's a fast moving train at this point.
Oh man. Yeah. So that was a whole thing. And then Mabel was in desperate need of a walk. And so since my back was feeling better, I did go let Mabel drag me all over the neighborhood. So all that to say, it's worked out that we're recording later today.
Now, do you have a heating pad, Melanie?
I do have. I don't have the full body. I have the heating pad cape. Perry keeps telling me what I need to put on my back is ice.
Okay.
And I don't want to put ice on my back.
No, I wouldn't either. I was just thinking, if you had a heating pad, what I have discovered in this current heating pad era that I am experiencing.
Yes.
Is that if I turn the heating pad on, and the six is as high as I can go. It has 12 settings. I can go to six, no higher.
Yeah.
But I have found if I can fall asleep on my back on that heating pad. And I'm not a person who sleeps on my back. I sleep on my side or my stomach.
Yeah.
But I can fall asleep on my back on that heating pad because I get so relaxed.
Okay.
So, I'm not trying to fall asleep on my back. It's not like that's a goal. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
But I'm astounded that I can, you know, like if I turn over or whatever, if I get cozy enough, you know, with the heating pad and the covers and all that, I can go right back to sleep. And it does feel really good on my back. you know, to have that heat back there. So I don't know about that ice business, but
no,
I mean, he's got more experience with it than I do. I just,
well, his thing with the back is always, it's a pinched nerve, and that's not what we're dealing with here. This is just, I overdid it.
Muscle strain.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So anyway, I did use my heating pad last night, and it's a cape situation, but maybe I need to.
You could wrap it around your waist, probably, you know?
I probably could.
Like a little peplum. Just walk around with it. Just a little peplum.
Yeah. That's really what we need around here. Uh-huh. Me and my, add that to my full length robe situation with a hood. And now I have a heating pad that I'm dragging around. I got my face microneedled last week. I would really be putting out a vibe.
I mean, I told David yesterday, I said, when it finally gets warm enough that the heating pad is no longer an option for me, it's going to be a sad goodbye.
Yeah.
It makes me want to just put our air on like 58 when, mm-hmm. when it starts to get hot so that I can continue to use the heating pad, because it has been the sleep of my life. It has been the sleep of my perimenopausal, menopausal, whatever part you want to throw these last 10 years into, it's been the best sleep I've had. So now I know some of that, you know, it got a lot better when I went on estrogen and progesterone over a year ago, but the heating pad has elevated my sleep for sure. So,
okay. Well, this is great information.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, when you think about it, we pamper ourselves with designer perfumes and luxury candles and indulgent lotions, but we settle for laundry detergent that smells like fake flowers and harsh chemicals. But let me tell you about Laundry Sauce. It is a game changer for me. These are laundry pods with sophisticated perfume quality scents like Australian sandalwood and Egyptian rose. They're crafted with natural, responsibly sourced ingredients. Laundry Sauce isn't just the world's best smelling laundry detergent, it is a whole new vibe. Y'all, I am in love with the Siberian pine scent, and you know I love the Spanish leather scent. They are both so dreamy, but also not overpowering. They are what I want my sheets to be washed in and my towels to be washed in, and they give my sweatshirts that little something extra. Laundry Sauce turns folding clothes into a self-care moment. It's that fresh out of the dryer smell is pure bliss, and you can make laundry day something you'll actually look forward to. What a concept. Laundry Sauce's jumbo size laundry pods are ultra concentrated with more cleaning power per ounce than typical watered down laundry detergents. They don't just smell incredible, they also tackle the toughest stains without harsh chemicals that degrade your fabrics. It's not just about premium laundry pods, it's a full upgrade for your laundry routine. Maybe the best part, they offer a full money back guarantee. If you don't get better smelling, cleaner laundry, you get a full refund, no questions asked. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 20% off your entire order when you use code BIGBOO at laundrysauce.com. That's 20% off your order at laundrysauce.com with promo code BIGBOO. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Smell good, look good, feel good with Laundry Sauce.
One of the things that's happened after our last episode that has really delighted me and also surprised me is, Melanie, there are many, many cross-stitchers among us. I cannot even tell you how many of our listeners have messaged me or emailed me to let me know that they too are cross-stitchers and they have favorite sites, they have favorite places to get their patterns, they have favorite ways to thread a needle, they have Amy Kay sent me a picture of some beautiful scissors that her mom had. Oh yeah. Oh,
I had no idea.
It's a whole community. I did not know. And then somebody told me last week that if I get tired of trying to count the stitches and cross stitch to try needle point, there's nothing to say. I won't throw this whole thing aside tomorrow, right? Like, there's no guarantee that I'm going to stick with it long term, but it has been so relaxing to me. Like, it's been very, very therapeutic. I've really enjoyed it. And when I come to San Antonio in a couple of weeks, I will probably bring my cross stitching with me. So just be advised.
This feels mm-hmm. like an unexpected detour made in 2025, mm-hmm. but I'm here for it. I also felt like I heard from a lot of people trying to encourage me in my crochet endeavor.
Okay. I think we have more crafters than we know. We have a crafty assembly here at the Big Boo Cast. I think because you and I just typically don't fall into that category, we were unaware.
Yeah, we didn't know. But you know what it made me think about, the crochet thing? Do you remember, it was a couple of years ago that I think it was Michael and Smith, the Nestor, she showed like a tutorial where you made, it was called like a finger garland, where you basically made this like crochet garland out of yarn, but you just used like your fingers to kind of make it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I got obsessed with that. And I don't know if you remember, but I ended up making one that was approximately 26 feet long because I couldn't quit doing it.
Well, and this is really your own special gifting when it comes to a craft, is that if a little is good.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to run it into the ground.
Then excess is really so much better.
That's it. It's the crochet for me could be like, there again, like veggie tacos, where I'm just going to do it until I never want to see a skein of yarn again. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's, so, you know, I don't know. It's kind of nice to feel like I have, I wouldn't really call it a hobby yet, but it's nice to feel like I have a new strategy to sort of wind down my mind and my heart, you know, just like, like it signals to me that I am home and it is time to relax. So
I think that's good. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to give our brain cues of like now it's time to do this thing. Like it helps us.
So. I do too. I think it's good. It's been a delight. And as you know, Melanie, I'm on a journey in this year, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm on a journey to seize joy wherever I can.
Yes.
And I'm here to, I have my little thing from our church program where we, every Sunday, where we have the order of the service and where it says, "In me, Christ, Lord Christ, let there be joy." So I'm trying to maximize my joy.
I love that.
I've really kind of overscheduled, truthfully, but it's okay. But last week, what day was that? I can't remember. One day I went and I had lunch with Cole and Catherine, and I told you about that, which was so much fun just to get to hang out with them. And I had a couple of speaking things last week I was at two Methodist churches here in Birmingham and had the best time with them. They were lovely. We went to early church, and then we met Jackson's mom and her friend Heather were in town because they had come in town for step sync. So Thursday night I was at a church, but Friday night David and I went to step sync at Sanford.
And tell me about that.
Oh, the youths.
They have a lot of energy.
What the children did, it was so fun. It was, and Alex's fraternity did a disco number that will live in my heart forever. First of all, because I loved every song, but they were the most unattractive white stretchy suits that looked like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Nice.
They had curly wigs on their head, a little bit like it reminded me of sort of a Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Okay,
if you remember that vibe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then they had on, under their white stretchy suits, they had on black mesh tank tops. It was,
oh, that's a look.
That, it was a lot of look. It was a lot of look. It was so fun. It was just a delight to watch. And so, but I had the best time watching everybody. I thought it was just great. And so we did that. And then, I can't remember Friday. I don't remember what Friday was. No, we went Friday. Sorry. And then Saturday I spoke at a church, and then we had my sister and my brother-in-law come over for dinner. And, I made this recipe that I forget about called Chicken Tuscany.
Yeah.
That's like a take on a recipe from a restaurant in Jackson called Amerigo that we've always loved. But I used to make it, like, my mama loved when I made it because it was, it's a little different. It's like a brown wine sauce. It's not, it's a little more elevated than just like making, I mean, I love chicken parmesan, but it's like, it's just tastier. And so.
Tell me about how thick this chicken is. Are we talking about? Well, here's what you do with the chicken.
I don't know how you would get around the handling of the chicken with this one, if I'm honest.
Because
I took the chicken breast and I cut it in half. Mm-hmm. And you can pound the chicken. I mean, you know, because you want thin chicken in your chicken Tuscany. You don't want it to be a thick piece of chicken.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But I really, like, I should have thirded those chicken breasts. Like, I had three chicken breasts. So I had, and then I made six pieces. I could have made nine in retrospect. Okay. Okay. So you don't know sometimes until you know.
Yeah.
But I did think that you would absolutely, you would love that sauce, but I don't know how to tell you to prepare it without having to deal with a raw chicken breast. I'm scared.
I'm wondering, here's what I like to buy from HEB, and it's been a while since I bought these, but we can actually buy like chicken tenders from HEB. You know what I mean? Like where they're not, where it's just, but it's the raw chicken, but it's already been cut and it's a thin strip.
Oh, that would work for sure.
Of chicken. And that I can handle. That I can handle. So maybe that would be a good, because it sounds delicious.
It's really good. And you have to flour the chicken. You've got to put it in an egg wash. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to put it in some panko breadcrumbs. And then you've got to cook the chicken in the skillet. So you do have, there is some handling, but if you can get past it, I think you would love it.
Okay. Okay.
It's delicious. So, I did that. And then, anyway, after we went and met Tiffany and Heather for breakfast yesterday, and Jackson ended up coming, he came back over here to do his laundry and hung out. I went to dinner with Casey and Steph. It's been a relational stretch here since we last recorded. I just feel like I've seen a lot of people.
Yeah.
Gotten to spend a lot of time with people. Mm-hmm. And I haven't minded it. It's been really good.
The new year to me is a time where we have to lean into our full adult self. We're having to get our tax stuff together. We're having to make responsible decisions. We're trying to eat better. And one of the good things to maybe just put in this pile of adult things is dealing with something that's going to give you huge peace of mind. Trust and Will makes protecting what you care about so easy. Plus, you can get 10% off at trustandwill.com/bigboo. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys, but it's customized by you. You can keep your family prepared and protected by managing your will or trust online. Each will or trust is state specific, so it's legally valid. It's customized to your needs. So these are your care wishes, your nomination for guardians, final arrangements, power of attorney, all these things that we don't want to think about, but we do need to think about. You can ensure your family and your loved ones avoid lengthy, expensive legal proceedings or the state deciding what happens to your assets. It's a simple step-by-step process that guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. You can save loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. There's live customer service available through phone, chat, and email. Check one of your goals off this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/bigboo and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/bigboo. Okay. Well, I think that's kind of what happens, you know, like you kind of go through a social stage. I'm currently in a, I'm really not leaving my house or speaking to people, although we did have dinner. Let me take back. We did meet our friends, Patty and Ron, for dinner on Friday night. And that was delightful. And I'm going to tell you what's even more delightful about it. Patty and Ron are our same age. And so she was like, would y'all just want to meet for dinner at 5:45? And I said, how about 5:30? And she said, great.
Even better.
And
so
we met for Mexican food at 5:30. And it was great because I was home in my pajamas by like 7:15.
I mean, I really am officially at the stage where that sounds just right to me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to need some time to sit up, you know, with whatever I have had. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's great. And then you're in your pajamas and you've got time to watch an episode or two or something. I don't know. It's a good strategy, I think. Yeah. You know, part of this story, but last night when I was at dinner with Casey and Stephanie, right before we were about to leave, Casey referenced the fact that Joel was getting, and I have permission to share this, by the way, that Joel was getting ready to have a colonoscopy today, and his first one, and that he was at home doing the prep for it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I said, but I knew Casey works on Mondays. You know, she is the director of the choirs at the school where I used to work. And this is a big week for her because she has her first competition this weekend and they have their parent show this week.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew she had a whole lot going on. And I was like, who's taking him? And she said, oh, he's just going to, like, he said he'd just sit in his car in the parking garage and let the stuff wear off before he drove home.
Nope.
And I looked at Stephanie and Steph said, hey, that's actually not how that works. And I said, no, like they make you have a person there with you. And then like they take you out from your colonoscopy in a wheelchair and you have to like, somebody has to sign for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like leaving a mammogram or something, you know?
No. And so anyway, she was like, what? And then, so anyway, and Joel's a doctor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It feels like, but doctors are the worst. When it comes to like healthcare stuff, I feel like doctors are the worst. Like I have so many friends whose like dads were doctors who are like, yeah, I had like six breaks in my arm and my dad like told me to wrap it in an ACE bandage for a week. You know, like they're just...
So I said, well, I could take him. I said, you know, Melanie and I can bump, record. I don't have much going on. Pilates is at night tonight. And I said, I really can't take him because as long as I have my computer, I can get a good bit done no matter, you know, where I'm sitting. And she's like, oh, I hate for you to have to do that. I said, no, really, I can take him. And so she called him and told him what Steph and I had said, that he couldn't actually just go and sit and wait for the sedative to wear off. That he had to have a driver because she was like, well, maybe he could Uber. And I was like, no, somebody has to be responsible for you.
Yeah, they're not going to just put him in a car. Where did he go? I don't know. We never saw him again. But his colon turned out to be great.
But his colon fared beautifully. Anyway, so all that to say, I said, I'll pick him up. So I went to pick Joel up this morning and anyway, when he came outside, I was like, well, your medical chariot awaits. And yes. When he got in the car, I was like, so tell me more about this. You just going to let it wear off in the parking garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, I don't know, man. I scheduled it. Like, you know, I got an appointment or whatever. Anyway, so we get to the hospital. He gets checked in and then I got my computer set up. I was just going to kind of settle in and work. But listen, having a friend there, like if you're with like a spouse or, you know, like I guess a family member, sometimes it feels a little high stakes when you're sitting in there. But like it's me and Joel. Listen, the listening we got to do to the conversations and situations around us, it was really, it was pretty entertaining. Mm-hmm. And then Alex, the place where he was getting it done is right by Sanford. So Alex finished class and brought lunch over, not for Joel clearly, but, he and I sat outside and ate lunch and then I don't know what time it was, a couple hours later, they brought Joel out and I took him home and it was just a fine time had by all. But listen, we had a big conversation about college baseball on the way to the hospital and talked about the Aggies a little bit and you had a good visit on the way home. It was an odd way to spend quality time together, we'll say. It was not the norm, but.
But hey, this is being in your mid-50s. You know what I mean? Like. You want me to pick you up and take you to your colonoscopy?
I'm glad to take you. But here's the other thing I want to say about that. So after they took Joel back, thank goodness he had put down Casey's number as the person for the doctor to contact after the colonoscopy. Because, I mean, I love him to pieces, but I didn't necessarily want to talk to his doctor about the state of his colon. You know, I didn't really feel like that was my place.
No, it feels like that's a bridge too far.
It was a bridge too far.
Listen, there are some things in life and it's okay to put them off. Like right now, our microwave is broken and we're going to have to get a new one and I don't want to think about it. But when you need a doctor, that is not something that you can put off. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle. Go for the best. Find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you may even realize. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 48 hours. That's it. You can actually see a doctor when you need to see a doctor. And then once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a few taps in the app. No more waiting awkwardly, listening to bad music. Go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
While I was there, Alex and Jackson are going, they're doing a study abroad thing this summer in Japan, as you know. And
you know I speak Japanese. You know I speak Japanese.
Yes, I know you do. I've told Alex, by the way, about you taking Japanese.
He needs any tips. Yeah, if they need any tips, just...
That's right, yeah. So while we were having lunch, he got the information about their flights and what they needed to book. And so you know me. I am not going to let a travel detail go very long before I start to handle it. I like to get that stuff wrapped up tight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I texted Jackson's mom and I said, okay, I'm about to get online and try to figure out Alex's ticket situation. Do you want me to go ahead and just get Jackson's? And that way we know at least the two of them are together. And she was like, that sounds great. So I got online. Well, listen, it's a multi-city deal. Like, they're not coming home exactly the same way that they go. They're flying out of a different airport that they're flying. It doesn't matter. But I could not figure it out online. And the way that I worked it out personally, I was like, this is way too much money. This cannot be right. Like, this feels terribly expensive, you know, compared to kind of what I had in mind. So I thought I'm just going to call, and they had suggested all American Airlines flights. So which I will say my sister and my brother-in-law have had really good luck with American on international flights. They've had really good experiences.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I called and there was a huge wait. And so it said, you know, would you like for us to give you a call back? And so I said yes. And they said, we'll call you back in like 15 minutes or whatever. You know how they do that thing. Uh-huh. So they call back. Okay. So I answer my phone and literally the person on the other end, and I can tell she's younger. Like she just sounds like a younger girl. Mm-hmm. And she's like, confirmation number. And I was like, what? Oh. I don't have a confirmation. She was like, do you need to book a flight? Like she was clearly agitated. Okay. And I was like, no, I don't. And so I was so caught off guard. I couldn't make sense. Yeah. And I was like, no, I don't. I was actually trying to book a flight online and I feel like I'm not doing it the right way. So I just need some help, like some instruction about, you know, like what I need to do online, or I didn't know maybe if you could book it for me. And she was like, well, I don't know what you're trying to do. Like she was real like,
oh, okay.
And I said, hey, okay. I feel like maybe the best thing right now is for me just to try to work it out online. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I mean, you hadn't given me any information. She's annoyed with me and we have not necessarily had a conversation yet.
Yeah.
And so I said, and I knew her name. And so I said, hey, I feel it sounds like maybe you're having a hard day and that's fine. Everybody has hard days. But if we're going to do this, we need to be able to be kind to each other. And I want to make sure that we can do that. I didn't know. I felt like I was like, I'm being a mom right now.
Yeah. You were Mrs. Hudson. You were coming in with some Mrs. Hudson girl counselor energy.
Anyway. So she said, and then she kind of sat there for a second. She said, no, I can do this. And I said, okay. And she said, okay, tell me where you're trying to go. And so then I told her like where they would leave from, where they were flying to. Anyway, all that to say, she pulls everything together and it is honest to goodness. I think it's like, it's so much cheaper than what I had thrown together online, like maybe $1,200 a ticket cheaper. You know what I mean? Like it's a significant difference in terms of what I was able to find.
Yeah.
And so, and it was all the suggested flights that the travel office at Sanford had given us.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was going to say, so did they didn't say like, here's what you should take, or like you kind of had to figure it out.
No, they did say, here's what you should take, but I could not get, you know, how like if you're on an airline website and you're looking for a certain time and you know there's a flight at that certain time, but you can't find the flight at that certain time. It was like, I couldn't find, there was a flight coming back from Tokyo to Dallas, but I couldn't find the flight number that they had told me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I knew I wanted them as much as they could to be on the flights with the whole group. So anyway, so the girl I was talking to was able to help me get everything. There was only one flight where Alex and Jackson are going to be like an hour behind, but it's not a big deal. It's totally fine.
Okay.
It's a short flight. Anyway, so we get to the end of the call and I've gotten the tickets and I said, thank you so much. You have saved me a significant amount of money on these tickets because I just could not get the whole, because I was trying to do a multi-city ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, listen, this will make me cry. She was like, hey, I'm really sorry about the beginning of this call. And I said, it's fine. I said, it really is okay. And I said, hey, y'all have had a rough week there. I mean, I think we were all just laid out by the American plane and helicopter collision last week. I mean, it just heartbreaking. And she said, I keep thinking that I need to move through this. And I'm just really sad. And I can't seem to work my way through it.
God bless her.
And I said, well, you know what? I said, here's the thing. I said, here's what I was talking to my husband about just a couple of days ago. I said, we're so quick to politicize things. And like across the board, like, you know, people want to throw blame across the board. You know, here's what happened here. No, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Well, you're what happened. No, you're what, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, I think we're so quick to politicize it. Like we forget to grieve and we forget to remember the people who have died and we forget to honor the people who have died.
Yeah.
Anyway. And she said, I know. And I said, well, I hope you have time to do that. Anyway, by the time she got off the phone, she's like, okay. I so felt for her. And it was just, it was such a reminder to me, we have got to give each other some room. Like, we got to give each other a minute, you know, like, we can't just, everybody can't just expect us to propel from trauma to trauma and keep it moving, you know? And I thought, she's young and just, you know, and this has happened within her organization. I just, I felt for her. Yeah. Anyway, I just.
Well, so that's so. Listen, but that is such an example of.
Oh, it's not me. Just, listen, that's reflex after teaching school for 1,000 years. You know, is you have a kid who comes in pretty hot, and you know, you condition yourself to not go back as hot as you got it. But it was like she was having a day, clearly. And I don't know. It was a good reminder to me. Just, we got to look for ways to be patient with one another. We got to look for ways to bear with one another in love. Like we're not meant to live on stun. And
no.
So anyway, so I do remember her name. I'm not going to say it, but I will for sure remember, you know, just to, when she comes to mind, to say a little prayer for her, because that's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot for those families. It's a lot for everybody involved on the periphery of that thing. And we need to take care of people and not scream at them. So
we're into February, and how are your goals for 2025 going? I will tell you one thing that we have stayed committed to through the beginning of this year and will remain committed to is our AG1, because it helps us get closer to our health goals every single day. It supports our energy, our digestive regularity, and the immune support is incredible. In fact, I was talking to Gully, because she and her husband are both on AG1, and she said over the last 2 weeks, her husband John, she said he's been in 10 different airports for his job. He's traveled. There are so many things going around right now. And she was like, if we don't get sick, it's a miracle and a testament to the immune support of AG1. And guess what? They did not get sick, because AG1 really supports your gut health, your digestive health, and gives you incredible immune support. I can tell the biggest difference with one scoop of AG1 in the morning. When I mix it with cold water or juice or Pedialyte, it gives me the best start to my day with the nutritional support that I need. It's never too late to create a new healthy habit for 2025. So try AG1 for yourself. It's something I've actually been able to stay consistent with, and that's why we've been partnering with AG1 for so long. And right now, AG1 is offering new subscribers a free $76 gift when you sign up. You'll get a welcome kit, a bottle of D3K2, and 5 free travel packs in your first box. So make sure to check it out at drinkag1.com/bigboo to get this offer. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo to start your new year on a healthier note.
Well, and it's a good reminder of that in everything, like no matter what, where it's like you just never know what somebody else is dealing with, what they're carrying, what their day has been like up until their encounter with you. And it's like, if we just treated people with a little bit of kindness, because, you know, I think sometimes we're all really good at acting like everything's fine when everything's not really fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't imagine that she was much older than Alex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She seemed to me to be a younger person. And then I kind of felt like, you know, maybe by the end, we kind of worked our way through it, but I don't know. You forget sometimes how things don't happen in a vacuum, and anytime they happen to an organization, or I don't know, I don't have to wax poetic about it, but it was good to get to the other side of that.
I love that.
In a sweet way. So
I love that. I love that.
Because at the beginning, I thought I may have to ask her to come to my office. You know,
I'm gonna need to have a talk with you.
But we didn't. And she was so helpful. And I'm so happy to have those tickets handled, because that's that's always a big piece of the travel puzzle. So,
Well, I actually did the same thing, because Perry, so he went down to the ranch on Saturday. He spent the day down at the ranch. And so I was at the house and I did some stuff around the house. And then I went to go get a manicure and a pedicure on Saturday, which, by the way, Nick, number one, let me tell you about Nick, my nail guy, who I love.
Tell us about Nick.
Number one, Nick recognized that I'd had microneedling, because he asked me what was happening with my face. And I just appreciated that he knows me well enough. And I said, the reason that I am shedding like a lizard currently is because I let Niva beat the heck out of my face on Thursday. And it's going to be worth it, but it doesn't look like it's worth it right now. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's better today. Perry was like, why do you have a bruise on the side of your nose? I was like, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't ask questions. I just go and I tell Niva to do what she needs to do. And then Nick also wished me a happy Chinese New Year and gave me a beautiful card with the Year of the Snake on it with a $2 bill inside.
Listen,
I don't know what the significance of that is, but it was so meaningful. Okay, it was so sweet.
We must have gone the same day, because it was when I went to get my nails done, they were also celebrating Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy, who owns the nail salon I go to, because I was in there last year on Chinese New Year, and she does the most beautiful decorations for her employees. And they all have an envelope, like, that's designated for the red envelope.
Yeah.
And that has money in it. And all the employees wear red. And it makes me so happy. Like, as somebody who loves leadership, I love seeing how Amy celebrates that with her employees in ways that are meaningful to them.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I love that Nick celebrated that with you. That's really sweet. Yes.
Listen, Nick and I. So he told me that sometimes his wife's face looks like mine too. So I don't know if she gets microneedling done. I don't know what's happening, but I was like, yeah, this is what we do, Nick. This is what's happening.
That's really sweet.
So, yeah. So it was sweet. But while I was sitting there getting my pedicure, Perry was down at the ranch, but he texted me and he said, hey, I'm about to forward you my flight information. Can you figure this out for me? Because Perry is going on a trip with some guy friends in April. He's going to Argentina to go hunting. And so he needed me to figure out his Argentina flight stuff. So I did not have to call in, but I did spend I spent a lot of time on the United Airlines site trying to decipher, because he did want to make sure he was on the same flight with the guys that are going. They needed to figure out their seating thing. But the problem is they all want aisle seats. So I'm like, well, the best I can do is put y'all catty corner from each other.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, I also spent some time figuring out a flight situation, and it's complicated to because you can't just look by flight number, and then you have to figure out by times. And then I was so paranoid, like, is this the right time? And like, some of the guys are leaving from Houston. So I had to get Perry to Houston so that they can all fly to Buenos Aires together. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. That was kind of my thing. That's why I was just having a hard time. You know, just because you know that they want this flight as part of the itinerary doesn't mean it's that flight's going to pull up in your options. I don't know how that algorithm works, but anyway, look at us handling chores. Look at us.
The flight details. So, but other than that, we went. So, like I said, we did dinner, and then now I finished. You know, I'm on my reading binge right now.
Yes.
And so I had started Kelly Ripa's. It's not a memoir. It's like a book of short essays. She specifically says it's not a memoir, but it does talk a lot about her life. But it's called Livewire.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Listen, I liked it so much that I sent her a message on Instagram after to let
you
her know.
Did. Is Kelly Ripa going to come on the podcast?
Probably. She probably wants to. She hasn't responded nor seen my message, and that's fine. I didn't think that she would, but I just wanted to encourage her that I thought the book was really the last chapter. There's lots of different funny stories, but she's very funny, which didn't surprise me. But the last chapter, she talks about kind of she and her husband, Mark, becoming empty nesters and what that looks like, and kind of talks about the journey of sending each of their three kids off to college. And it was just so real, and I related to it so much. Mm-hmm. And I just appreciated kind of the way she talked about it. And it was kind of that thing of like, it was so relatable. And so I thought it was really good. So I loved that.
Okay.
And then, last night I watched You're Cordially Invited.
Oh.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I've just seen the clips of Leanne Morgan saying that she had been off sugar and was weak as water and couldn't make a fist.
She can't even make a fist. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you, it was really cute. I mean, it's really silly in some points. Like, I mean, it really has moments where you're like, I don't know, y'all. This feels like a little over the top. And I also took on some stress because it's all about all these shenanigans and things that go on that potentially ruins these two people's weddings.
Okay.
And I kind of took that on where it stressed me out, where I was like, but no, but this is their wedding. Like, this feels like a lot to be messing with. But I'm going to say that my two big takeaways were, number one, Reese Witherspoon in this, y'all, she's got the bangs. She's got the bangs that will lead you down a bad road. Because I looked at her so many times last night and I thought, do I want to do that? Do I want those bangs? Because they just look so good. Like, I don't know how she does it, but they're just, she just has the best face for bangs. And so just go into it knowing that you're going to be tempted and don't do it. Don't go get bangs, because those are for Reese Witherspoon. The second thing was, is I could watch a whole movie with just Leanne Morgan.
Yeah.
I felt like if you can steal the show and you're in a movie with Will Ferrell, that tells me how good you are. Because she just, every scene she was in, she just, even when she's in the background, like her facial expressions, the way she moves.
I can't wait. I really want to watch it. I just haven't had a chance yet, but
it's a good, like, mindless kind of story. Like, it just, but I really liked it. God, love Leanne Morgan. I just am such a huge fan of just the energy she brings.
Well, if anybody who says that they've been off sugar and weak as water, can't make a fist. I mean,
can't even make a fist. She can't even make
so
a fist.
So good.
So it was really good. So that was pretty much our weekend here. And then last night, I talked about this on Instagram, but then last night I had settled in and my back was hurting, so I'd taken my muscle relaxers. And then Perry had brought home all his hunting clothes from the ranch. And he was putting them on hangers as he was washing them in a very special detergent, which is apparently UV free and fragrance free, and it does all these things.
I would expect less.
Yes, but he needed me. He started asking if I would take pictures of these different pants. And then he asked if I would take pictures of them with my black and white camera so that he could see if the deer distinguished colors.
Okay. All right.
I don't have a black and white camera because what I have is an iPhone. So
That's
I said, what I can do is take a picture and then I can put a black and white filter on it.
Yeah, but I appreciate that he thought you had a camera and a drawer full of Kodak black and white film.
Yeah. So I took multiple pictures of him holding up the pants, and I did not distinguish that there were any colors difference between gray pants, tan pants. Apparently he feels like the deer still could.
Who among us can know that's the sight of a deer, Melanie? Who among us can know, right?
And how do we know the color spectrum that a deer sees?
We don't.
You know what I mean?
We don't.
That's,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. So anyway, so that just so you know, that's what I did this weekend in case anybody, I don't mean to make people feel jealous.
Well, I am. I certainly am.
I thought you would be. That's why I hesitated to share with you.
I will deal with my own envy. I will. Okay. I will ask the Lord to help me manage that.
Yes, if you could process it.
Yes.
Now, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites, and we're going to kick it off with an item of clothing that I saw on the Anthropologie website, and I ordered it. I mean, I did not investigate it. I did not look at more than one picture of it. I did not seek a review. I knew instantly that it was for me.
Yeah.
And it's a Maeve collared V-neck short sleeve rugby sweater. I have the long sleeve version of this that's more of a dress that they had this past fall. Mm-hmm. This particular sweater, I love it so much. Like, it's just, it's happy. It's colorful. It feels like a good item of clothing for my year where I'm trying to be joyful or trying to practice joy a little bit more. I think it's darling. And so I think it'll be cute with shorts,
it's darling,
jeans, you name it. But my plan is to wear it out. And it's a really thin knit. It's soft. It's just, it's delightful. So I'm very happy that I got
it. It's so cute. I told you, you told me about this last week. And I told you, as soon as I saw it pop up, I was like, that's a Sophie Hudson item of clothing I've ever seen one.
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you, looking at it again, I think this with a white jean is going to be
Melanie.
So cute.
I do too. I think it's going to be really good.
I feel really good about it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With some white jeans.
Really good about it.
Speaking of, and we don't have time to chase this rabbit right now, but we've got to dig into at some point the fact that apparently skinny jeans are with us again. Skinny jeans.
They are?
Apparently, yes. Because Alex Earle on TikTok did some kind of collaboration. I can't remember which jean company it was, but there was a skinny jean in there. And on my TikTok, at least, all the girls in their 20s and 30s are ordering these skinny jeans and
really
trying them on again. Yeah. I don't know that they'll hit full force this spring, but I anticipate 2026 that we're going to be all the way back in it. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to tell you that the children need to embrace that because these barrel jeans that are happening right now are a whole tragic situation.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody needs, you know what nobody ever says? I would like something that makes me look substantially wider in my hips.
Yeah. So one of the people that I follow on TikTok, she's darling. She's in her 30s. She's got two young kids. And so she tried on the jeans that were in the Alex Earle collaboration thing. Yeah. And she was like, oh, my gosh, my ankles. Because she's had on big baggy jeans for 2 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we'll dig into that later. The next thing, these are my embroidery hoops that I ordered after the ones I originally got were too difficult to work with. This comes a set of three. You have a large, a medium, and a small. They're very easy to operate. They're on Amazon. They come in different colors. I got the green, by all means, go on your own color journey with them, but I really like them. They work well. They're easy. They're light. And, I'm a fan here in my newly, revitalized, renewed, cross stitch career. So,
This is great.
Third thing is we had to get a new runner for our hallway because, Hazel has really bad arthritis in her back legs and she's, listen, my friend's having a time. And so she's gone back on some medicine to try to help with it. But we have all hardwood floors on one side of our house. And so it's really hard for her to get traction. So I had to get a new long runner for the hallway. And the first one came in and it was fine. But I didn't like the way it looked at all. It just didn't look like my house. Okay. It didn't look like me.
Yeah.
So I went to Anthropologie to see what they might have because I have a rug in my kitchen that I really love from there. And I found this runner and I'm crazy about it.
Oh, it's real cute.
And it's their Norse rug and I got it. It's got a green center and then it's got a little orange, a little brown. I just love the colors in it so much. And Hazel is eternally grateful because it's much easier for her. It's pretty thick. And it's a really good surface. It helps her down the hall. Like, I can't even tell you how much it helps her. So, I got mine's 2.5 by 9, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm real carried away with it. So, I just wanted to pass that along if anybody is looking for a rug with really good color in it. And the quality is great too. It's a good one. Then the next thing for this week is an Aerie sweatshirt that Steph had on when we went to dinner last night that I turned right around and ordered.
Oh, and okay.
It's called the Airy Hay Crochet sweatshirt. Oh. It's darling. It's got a little notch neck. It's got this, Melanie, this could be what you wear as you you start your crocheting again.
Is that crochet? I was thinking if you play your cards right, maybe I could make you one of these by the end of 2025.
But it's got the cutest crochet detail at the neck and on the sleeves.
It's real cute.
It's not a long sweatshirt, but it comes down like right at your waist. So, and I ordered the color, the Heather Frost, because I have the Heather Frost, those sweatpants that we love. And so I'll have a little set.
Well, and look at that.
And I like for a sweatshirt to be a little bit shorter with a more wide legged.
Oh, for sure.
Pair of pants.
Yeah, you don't.
Mm-hmm. So, but this is not cropped. It's just a little shorter. So it comes in really cute colors, and
it's real cute.
I think it's darling. So, and the sleeves are so cute and feminine, and anyway, I think it's darling.
It'd be so cute with just a jean, like a real cute jean and some booties or something. You could kind of dress it up. I love it. Mm-hmm. Darling.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's so cute.
Let's add to cart right now.
And then the last thing is we did a Patreon episode with our friend Lindsay Ferrier about a month ago about what she was dealing with inside of her marriage. And since then, that nobody knew about at the time, but Lindsay is on the healing side of a lot of that. And she is such a good resource for women who are in difficult situations in their marriages. She's just a good, honest voice. Anyway, several people have reached out to see if they could subscribe for friends they thought would benefit from listening to that episode. But we are not here to say if your friend is struggling in her marriage, we need her to pay $8 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
So I took the episode and I moved it to, it's still on Patreon, but it's also, I've got it on Google Drive so that if you know somebody who's having a hard time, or if, even if you don't want them to listen to it, if you want to listen to Lindsay's story to have an idea maybe of, you know, some ways to be helpful, whatever, I'm just going to put the link to that episode on Google Drive so that everybody has access to it. If you're, whether you're on Patreon or not, it's one of those where hopefully one reason why we wanted to talk to Lindsay is because we know there are women who suffer in silence inside their marriages, and we wanted to offer a resource there. So anyway, there you have it.
Very good. Listen, this was a comprehensive list.
Yes, and it was.
We covered a lot of ground.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. But I appreciate it.
Yeah. But when I got even another message today saying, hey, can I subscribe for my friend? And I just thought, let's just go ahead and tell everybody if you need this, here it is. So.
Okay. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's great. So, okay. Well, I love it. Well, y'all, thanks so much for joining us today and just listening and being here. And
we're delighted.
We just appreciate it so much.
Yes, we do. And I'm about to go put on my Pilates clothes. I have Center and Balance tonight. I'm all about it. Going to go stretch.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you go stretch and kick, and we will catch you next week.
Okay. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.